Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Over 5,000 women in South Carolina are living with a diagnosis of HIV. To talk about interventions being developed in South Carolina to reduce stigma among women living with HIV infection is Dr. Julie Barroso. She's a professor and also department chair of the College of Nursing at MUSC. Dr. Barroso, what are some of the main problems that occur as a result of this stigma for women with HIV?
There are two main negative effects of the stigma. They are fearful to take their pills in front of other people, and so they will often miss a dose or not take them because they don't want to take them in front of people and have someone say, oh, what's that pill? And the second is that they're fearful of asking their partners to use a condom. So those two things are hampering our efforts to stop the spread of the epidemic.
What other ways are women with HIV infection impacted by stigma associated with this disease?
I think that the stigma for women is so compounded because women's lives are so very intertwined with our children and our own parents, our siblings, our friends, the people we work with. And so for women with HIV infection who feel that they can't tell anybody that they're infected because of the stigma, imagine the weight of carrying that and keeping it from all of those people. I have a 25-year-old daughter, and I think to myself, if she were ill with anything and felt she couldn't tell me, it would break my heart because I would want to support her. And yet women with HIV infection really do feel that they just can't tell anybody because they're so afraid of the consequences.
Tell us about the interventions that you're involved in to reduce stigma among women living with HIV.
We developed a video that was drawn from a metasynthesis about 100 qualitative studies on women with HIV infection. And we took the most common themes from those, and we wrote a scholarly article, but we thought, well, let's develop a video about these themes. And what we did is developed a 45-minute video. It has five vignettes, and different women in the vignettes, two are African-American, two are Latina, one is Caucasian. And they just simply talk about some of the ways that the stigma has affected them. And we tested it with 100 women in North Carolina, and we had tremendous results with the intervention.
And what sorts of results have you seen so far?
The women had greatly decreased internalized stigma that was related to HIV. They had greater self-esteem and greater coping self-efficacy. And none of them had any inadvertent disclosure while they were watching the video. In other words, nobody accidentally found out that they were infected. And what was really interesting to us, even though some of these women had been infected more than 20 years, they had never told anybody. And some of the women, as a result of the video, finally told some of their family members that they were HIV infected.
What's next for this research?
What we're going to try to do next is take the interventions to two of the states that have a lot of rural infections and to two of the states that have a lot of urban infections in these counties and see if we can't make an impact there.
So move this intervention to other states as well as South Carolina.
Yes.
Dr. Barroso, thanks for providing this information about interventions for women living with HIV to reduce stigma.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.